recent release, Strange Confession. Before that, you heard new music from Moby. The song we played was On Air. It was off the CD, Always Centered at Night. And we started that set off with Betty Davis from Homestead doing the title track off of the CD, They Say I'm Different. I still got a minute. You don't need me to talk for a minute, do you, Zombo? Well, I'll talk for a little bit. First of all, I'm going to let you know that next week we are going to play organ music. It'll probably be mostly Hammond B3s, but I think we're going to hear some drum buddy in there along with that.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what we're doing next week. We're doing songs with, prominent organ parts, okay? I hope that doesn't put you off. And what else am I going to tell you? I'm going to thank you for listening. And I'm going to tell you that you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. And I'm turning everything over to Zombo.
Dr. Zhivago Surf by some surf band you really couldn't even care less about. And we started out with Dr. Feel Good by Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. Today's all doctors. Yeah, calling Dr. Z. Actually, got Dr. Love coming up pretty soon, too. This is up the next level of the Pyramid of Civilization. And it's kind of, it says writers, philosophers, and doctors, but I don't know. There were not too many songs about writers and philosophers. So it's all doctors today. So let's just keep it doctor. So today's all doctor songs. And gosh. Radio Day. Yes. July 18th, 2025. In your brains. I'm on your brain, RCT Pittsburgh. And we'll get to talking to you later. We'll get to the yakking and the PSAs and the promos and the colorful insights. Oh, this is weird. I just got to tell you this weird thing real quick. This is just between you and me. Okay. They rerun my show. I have a thing called Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine. Okay? And Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine is exactly, it goes back exactly 1 year. 1 year, around that time. And it's Mondays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So that's just not a plug, but it's an interesting story. So I turn it on Monday. You know, they're shutting everything down here. They have the Secret Service. Because Joker's in town. And I'm like, oh, gosh, okay, whatever, dude. They rerun my show. It just happened to be this way on guns and crazy and assassinations. I just happened to have that show play Monday while the Secret Service are like, because they came into my show actually even last, they were starting last Friday, like checking all the door locks and just going cuckoo crazy, you know, checking everything and just kind of just being general nuisance. You know, buddy, if the world didn't hate that guy so much, maybe they wouldn't have to do all this overextensive work. But needless to say, I'm listening to the show and goes, oh boy, they just played that song about John Hinckley. So luckily, that was a little nervy, and I had nothing to do with it. It's just the way that the unimpressive time. So the next one is like Guns and Crazy Part Two, because I did two shows that were all about guns and crazy. It was all gun crazy. Was the show from last year? So that's crazy. And in your brain, so I just had to tell you that. I'm not gonna say anything more about that. But that was bizarre listening to that. And like, okay. All right, let's get into some doctors, all right? Cure your ills. Dr. Greek from Timbuktu, by Phil Ravenscroft, who was actually the voice of Tony the Tiger for the cereal, the Frosted Flakes. Dr. Geek, RCT, Zombo in your brain?
If you've seen psychiatrists and you are still a mixed up cat, you should go to Africa to the rich witch doctor in the tall silk hat. Bamba, nooka 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 bamba. Bamba, nooka 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 bamba.
I'm speaking of Dr. Geek from Tanganyika. The rich witch Dr. Geek from Tanganyika. If psychiatry is what you seek, be sure to ask for Dr. Geek. He'll shrink your head and make your trouble small.
He'll shrink your head and make your trouble small.
Dr. Geek from Tanganyika. The rich witch Dr. Geek from Tanganyika. With a diagnosis that's designed to cure the worries on your mind, he shrinks your head and puts it on a cane.
He shrinks your head and puts it on a cane.
All his patients are such happy patients, and their number may increase. You can tell they are all happy patients. They are smiling at you from the mantelpiece. Dr. Geek from Tanganyika. He cures you with the treatment so unique. He will fill your little head with sand and sell it to a rumba band. The rich witch Dr. Geek from Tanganyika.
Bamba, look
On the door of the witch doctor's office, there are special tourist rates. And the doorknobs are small in his office. He reduced them all from 6 7/8. If you're weak and getting weaker, then go to Dr. Geek in Tanganyika. He will shrink your head to make it small, and then he'll have himself a ball.
The rich witch doctor geek from Tanganyika.
Nooka 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 bomba.
Bomba. Nooka 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 bomba. And I don't want to give this injection. I am not a qualified physician, and I don't want to give this injection. Dorothy is begging for trouble. She insists I should give her this needle. But darling, one thing I want you know, don't blame me for where the needle go. I push it in, she pull it out. I push it back, she start to shout, Dr. Gage, it's terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle. She lay down in such a position, it was difficult to give this injection. She start holding on to the needle, making me so uncomfortable. I said, darling, can't you be steady? I'm going to have it done very shortly. She said, Dr. Kish, I am sorry, but the sight of the needle frightened me. I push it in, she pull it out. I push it back, she start to shout, Dr. Kish, it's terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle. She still wouldn't lie down quietly, constantly moving her body. So I slapped her in the face with vexation, and I went on giving the injection. She screamed, Doctor, stop, I can't stand the pain. I don't think you inside the right vein. I said, it's your own fault, you won't be told. The needle must be sleeping the wrong hole. I push it in, she pull it out. I push it back, start to shout, Dr. Keys, it's terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle. I pull it from that hole and start again. I have the needle now in the right vein. The needle just gone in half an inch. The stupid young lady start to flinch. Suddenly she bawled, it is hurting. Doc, I can feel the penicillin going in. I said, you little fool, look what you do. You talk until the needle breaking you. I push it in, she pull it out. I push it back, she start to shout, Dr. Keach, it's terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle.
the only one I've ever had. So if you say you're gonna set me free, don't you know you'll be a misery? Lady, call me Dr. Love, call me Dr. Love, call me Dr. Love. I got the cure, baby, girl, call me Dr. Love. Even though I'm full of sin, now in the end you'll let me. You let me through, there's nothing you can do. You need my love, and yeah, you know it's true. So if you please, get on your knees. There are no bills and there are no fees. Maybe I know what your problem is. First step of the cure is a kiss. Lay, call me Dr. Love. Call me Dr. Love. Call me Dr. Love. I got the cure for you, love. Call me Dr. Love.
The headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Call me the big pill. Dr. Funkenstein, the disco fiend with the monster sound. The cool goo with the bum transplant.
Hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone connected to my ankle bone.
I get so hung up on bones. Dr. Funkenstein here.
Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of the hips.
Me on my ego.
Hit me with a one and then. If you like, hit me again. We love to fuck a sty.
Dr. Funkenstein. King of the funk, yeah.
Swift lipping, ego tripping, and body snatching.
Don't blow your mind.
Coming to you directly from the mothership. Pulling up the last leg. Of the FIFA.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Dr. Funkenstein. Yeah. Don't funk with your mind. Let me hear it for me.
Take my body, give it to mine. To funk with the rest. Hit me with the one and win. If you like, hit me again.
All
we
right.
Love to funk a sty.
Funk me to death.
But microbiologically speaking, when I start churning, burning, and turning,
it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutron, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton, baby.
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but I'm
y'all got your sunglasses on out there.
From about 60 years ago, some electronicum thing. That is the BBC Radio Phonic Orchestra doing the Doctor Who theme. And wow, that's when like the synthesizers were like the size of like buildings, and they all heated up, and it's all these tapes. I mean, that took some real ingenuity. And the guys and gals that were on the forefront in England in the 60s, 50s and 60s, making amazing sounds. So, yeah, that was not just pushing buttons there. The Doctor Who thing. Before that, making a pushing the real good. Dr. Funkenstein, Bootsy Collins, George Clinton, and Bernie Worrell. From the clones of Dr. Funkenstein. He had some chores, too. Wow, 1995 is when Dr. Isn't that when they came out? No, that probably came out in the 70s. That was just the reissue. Damn. And Hey C. Dixie. Always count on them for something neat from the Kiss My Grass album. Calling Dr. Love. And we had Lord Kitchener doing Dr. Kitsch, starting that set off. So it's doctors today. That's right. I got some cure for you. I got the cure, man, because there's some sickness around here. There is. There's some sickness, some dark human sickness. Yuck. We're going to muscle through it, right? We're going to muscle, okay? That's how we're going to do this. So I should tell you a PSA real quick. This hilarious thing's about having a stroke. Yikes. Learn to spot the... I'm going to make you a doctor. By the time this is over, you're going to know so much. You're going to be like a doctor. Here you go. All right. Learn to spot a sign of a stroke. All right. Here's what you do. You dial 911. The end. I'm sorry. That's just a... 911. But 911 doesn't work anymore. There's one better. You can call 912. All right. You just need to know the signs. Fast. Face, you're drooping. F, A, your arms get weak. S, your speech difficulty, and then T. Mr. T. I pity the fool that has a stroke. That's right. Unless it's Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. StrokeAssociation.org. And I should tell you about a show here. Clarence Carter, back on the radio. Something Blue, that's the name of this. Want to diversify your musical taste. Find yourself consistently searching for new songs in your favorite genres, of course. That's why you guys are here. You're here on RCT for musical education. It really is. That's the people that listen to this station want to hear something new. They don't want to hear the same tired things that they heard in high school or they heard 10 years ago or they heard 50 years ago of the music. You know, I really do think every now and then, I know, I remember that song. Sure. But turn into something blue, something old, something new, and something borrowed. Join something blue 5 p.m. On Mondays. There's a show, there's a PSA, and your brain. All right, the Northside Music Festival is happening tonight in the Northside. Polkamaniacs playing at 6 o'clock. So there, that's all the promo you're going to get. Doctors. That's today's show. Yeah. Up the pyramid of civilization, doctors show pretty high up there. You know, they're right in the middle. They're right in the middle. And it used to be like, doctors were, the way that they work doctors now is really criminal. It is basically because the mafia runs the healthcare system. Just saying. Just a fact. No big deal. You know, we learned this for a while ago. Just got a nice body there. Shame if something happens to it. Why don't you work this dumb job that you don't want to work so you can get this health insurance to protect yourself and your family? Because you need protection. It's protection money. Yeah. Remember when freedom was free? Yeah, I remember when freedom was free. We had some of that. Yeah, freedom ain't free. Well, it's supposed to be. It is supposed to be free. That's why it's called freedom, because it's got that free part in the middle. Man, that's why it's called freedom. Freedom. Sorry, it ain't free. Huh? When did that happen? It just ain't free. You got to be rich. Now, the rich equals freedom. Money equals freedom. Wow. How'd that happen? Well, did. Deal with it. Muscle through it. Yeah. That's right, baby. All right, we're going to get into the most famous doctor of all time, Dr. Jekyll. Dr. Jekyll, we must hide. This is a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Oh, by the way, I got to tell you real quick. This is interesting. So I played Dr. Funkenstein. And I was curious of where the whole term of funk came about. You know, that sounds like a relatively newer term as far as like words go. You know, it came out in the 70s. Oh, funk music. Funk, the word funk goes back to the 1600s. And it actually is from a Latin derivation of fungere, which means a smoke. Ain't that something? And then the word funky was first used. You can ask Mr. Funky this. It was first used like in the 1700s as an earthy and musty smell. So funky, the word funky, actually goes back to the 1700s. So yeah, there. So now you know the roots of funk. Oh my God, I got some funk. Dr. Jekyll, must call the doctor. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the Who, Zombo in your brain. All doctors all day. Get well.
After shock. The sexual transformation of a man into a woman will actually take place before your very eyes in Dr. Jekyll
and Sister Hyde.
A man by day,
a woman by night.
The perfect disguise to indulge a lust for sex and violence. Dr. Jekyll
and Sister Hyde.
An American International Pictures release in color, rated PG.
Was he a woman?
Was she a man? Or were they both?
Science and all its wonders. experiment. He's breaking all the rules. He wants to cure all manner of imbalances. This world of fools. He knocks the door and he looks around nervously. He knows there's no one there. He drinks it down and waits for some reaction to all his work and care. Oh, hey, hey. Yeah.
tries to be cool. I'll hold you gently, but he'll smother you. My clothes will impress you, and my claws will undress you. I'm noble outside, he's evil inside. I'm Dr. Jekyll.
Tries to be cruel. I'll hold you gently.
some really righteous jive there. Dr. Jekyll by the Emersons. And before that, we heard Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by the Darned. The Damned, I guess. The Darned. We heard the Finks, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. We heard Mick Harvey from a great record called Intoxicated Man, Pink Elephants. The music, and that was a Serge Gainsbourg tune. And that is Dr. Jekyll. We heard the Finks doing Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And then we heard the Men at Work doing Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive. And the set started off with The Who, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And it's interesting, the whole idea of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Basically, today's show is all about doctors, okay? It's the middle of the pyramid of civilization. Next week, I believe, might be soldiers next week. Let me see here. Yep. Soldiers next weekend. Next Friday. So it's all songs about soldiers next Friday. Today is all doctors. And interesting things about, like, the whole idea of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That's kind of how you can kind of, it's a good analogy of how the United States really is. We're very much a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You know, it's like, oh, okay, mild manner, but then to do all these horrible things. Right now, it's pretty much Mr. Hyde. And just brace yourself. There's not going to be any really good news for like about 2-3 years. So if once you accept that fact, that everything that they're going to feed you, everything, all the knowledge you're going to get, all the facts you're going to get, all the gloom and doom, we just muscle, all right? But anyhow, I was thinking as a real Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, because like if you're like, oh, yeah, America, great country, and then it sort of is. It does the nice things, and then it does these absolutely horrible things. But you got to understand, if you actually look back, I mean, this country was founded on genocide and slavery. I mean, how good of a country? Wow, what kind of a, I mean, that's your start. That's your start. It's kind of like, you know, almost like look at like the guy that robs a bank and kills all these people, then uses that money to like, you know, build his mom a house. I think that was White Heat with James Cagney. I don't remember. But needless to say, so that's the thing you just got to realize. You know, I mean, like I'm saying, the only time this country was ever really great, World War II, we banded together with everybody else and ironically defeated fascism and Nazism. How fascinatingly ironic is that? That's when we really were the good guys. You can point at everything else and like, well, either that's a gray area or that was just downright rotten. You know? Well, that's kind of a gray area. Oh, that was downright rotten. So yeah, that's something else, man. It is a cruel world out there. But you gotta find good stuff. You gotta find good stuff. That's the ticket. You gotta find the Dr. Jekyll and the Mr. Hyde. You gotta just hang out with Jekyll. I think everybody maybe has a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in them. You know, I did not know. And the sad thing is about those doctors. That's so pompous. Like, you know, I see somebody saying, oh, yeah, I am Dr. something and Mrs. blah, blah, blah. You know, they'll sign in or they'll say something. Oh, yeah. Or they're on some plaque and it says Dr. something. You know, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's just a little pompous. You know, calling yourself doctor. But if you want to, you go right ahead. You work for it. You know, I just don't see any other profession like that. Like Plumber Jones. Well, I went to all these plumbing schools. I'm a master plumber. Call me Plumber Jones or Dr. Jones. Dr. Plumber Jones. I like that. I like the things that, you know, the degrees that, you know, I mean, like philosophy degrees, all that stuff you can get a doctorate from. And that's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. Too much work for my blood. Too much work. How about veterinarians? Now that is a hard working doctor right there, because you got to know everything. It's not like you go to the doctor and goes, oh, we have this doctor. He's a specialist on the spleen. You know, if you're a veterinarian, you got to know the spleen. You got to know the brain. You got to know all the stuff. And I should tell you about Animal Friends. That's right. How about that? Whether you're a young pup or a seasoned hound, you can go to a class. Not to be a veterinarian, okay? Every interested Animal Friends. Animal Friends, they have a class about, you can even take it with your pet. And they have summer camps for kids, cat massage classes. Yeah, buddy. Canine behavior training and so much more. So go to the thinkingoutsidethecage.org. Now that's all about Animal Friends. And that's, and like I'm saying, veterinarians are, I think they're doctors too, even though like, I wish doctors would dress more like doctors now. You know, you see those doctors and they're always wearing white and, you know, they got the, I don't know, I never really understand that metal thing that looked like a CD they used to wear on a headband. I don't think they wear that anymore. And the stethoscope, that's pretty awesome. But right now, I mean, they got all these scrubs, you know, and like the scrubs, they've got like clowns on them and scrubs that have the teddy bears and scrubs like, you know, this is like, you just look like, you're like a toddler. Especially a lot of nurses wear that. Nurse uniforms used to be hot. You know, if you ever look at old movies, the white tight skirt and a hat and a white blouse. I don't know why white was just such a great, I mean, it get dirty fast. And the white shoes. I mean, that was a nurse. Now it's like a nurse that got like, oh, you got a Bozo the Clown shirt on. The matching Bozo the Clown pants. Hate to tell you, you look like Bozo the Clown. And the interesting thing about Bozo, Bozo is actually Bob in Hungarian. The name Bozo, it's actually pronounced Bozo. Bozo the Clown. So Bob the Clown. Yeah. Wasn't too impressive over in Hungary to call him Bozo. Bob the Clown. Well, here Bozo's great. They use the word Bozo for a lot of stuff. Bozo is a great word. I'm sure there's a Dr. Bozo somewhere, Dr. Bozo. Yeah. I mean, the doctor, and especially like the general practitioner. I don't know if there's any, I guess there's still some general practitioners. And those kinds of guys are like the veterinarians for people. You're going, oh, yeah, you got pinworms. Can you tell? Oh, believe me, I know. I'm a doctor. Trust me, I'm a doctor. And there's always one, they can't agree on anything. It's always 9 out of 10 doctors. These guys can never agree. There's always that one doctor that goes, I don't know about this. It's like that 99.9% kills 99.9% of germs. But then, you know, you get sick and then you go, well, it was that 0.1% we didn't tell you about. That's what got you sick. Yeah, but it says it kills all these. Yeah, but it doesn't get the 0.1%. Oh, man, I want to go to that one doctor. No, I'm sorry. He's disagreeing with everybody else. I'm nuts. All right, what else we got going on here? Nothing. Oh, Dr. Smooth. Dr. Smooth. Octagonally, you're a Zombo in your brain, RCT.
Smith is here. Dr. Smith, I did not like that man as written. Because of my expertise and my experience, which is, of course, vast, I knew that in 4 or 5 shows he'd be killed off. And then I'd be jobless again, which is very boring. So I started to plan what to do. Villainy is easy. I've played many villains in my time, and my most successful villains have been comedic villains. And I began to plot and plan how to do that. I began to sneak it in. And Tony Wilson, the story editor, knew what I was up to, and talked to Irwin, and I must say, Irwin not only allowed me to do that, but one day said, do more. And I did. And the rest, as we say, is history. I loved that character. I created him from nothing. He was not on the page. On the page was the deep-dyed, snarling villain who was a great bore to me. And the other man that finally evolved was very close to my heart. And of all the many myriad characters...